That's enough. I strip you of your microphone, your audio mixer, and your recording computer.
But Dad, no!
Whoever shall hold this microphone shall have the power of Thor.
So when they brought it to us, when they brought this thing to us, this monster, my first reaction was like, oh, yeah, Mario, he's not a real person, is he?
No.
Because you see him standing next to real people.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, also, you can also possess people.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's like, you thought that was weird. Here's a new weird thing for you also to deal with. Wrap your head around this nonsense.
What's really weird, actually, is that Pauline, the original damsel that Mario had to save in the Donkey Kong games,
yeah,
is the mayor of a city and looks like the other normal people.
Yeah, which, I mean, I guess if you looked at that for Donkey Kong game, I mean, and I was all very pixelated, but
yeah,
Mario is definitely, like, you know,
he's shorter,
squatter and weird. So maybe, yeah, that is the beginning of the
this has been canon the whole time.
Then Mario is just some weird sort of, like, freak beast?
Yeah.
Freak beast.
Yeah, I would describe Mario as a freak beast.
Do we see Peach at any point?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. And yeah, she also looks weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just Mushroom Kingdom.
It's freak beast and freak beast-y?
Bestet?
Bestet.
Bestet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
So whereas Bowser is a beastie freak.
Yeah, he is. Get it, Bowser. So essentially, it's just people from Mushroom Kingdom are kind of weird looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think it's a specific subset. Because here's the thing. There are very few people in the Mushroom Kingdom. There's tons of toads.
It's true. So maybe that's what you get from, like, maybe they're all slowly becoming toads, but because they came there later and they're just eating the food there, it's taking them forever to become a toad.
Or the toads are the First Nation people of the Mushroom Kingdom, and they've been colonized by a separate kingdom. Probably the one that Daisy's from, because she is also a princess.
But that doesn't entirely make sense once again.
By the way, where are the kings and queens?
Everybody
just, like, I mean, there's some in the one Mario game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe...
Where the king's like, you gotta go save Princess Peach.
Well, also all the kings were turned into...
toads.
No.
Snakes.
Various things, I think.
Snakes.
Some of them were snakes.
All of them.
They all became... Maybe,
they're all snakes, Kevin.
Maybe what happened when that game ended was that Mario was like, wait, but if they remain these things, then I'll be king.
Except he's not. He's still just a plumber.
Because he's not a very good usurper.
Yeah.
He's a bad usurper, Jeremy.
Get your usurping better.
Learn how to usurp Mario.
Mario Jumpman Mario.
Oh, yeah, he does have a middle name. Mario Jumpman Mario.
Yeah.
And his brother, Luigi Mario.
Yeah. Why? Why did you make these choices, Nintendo?
It's dumb. It was the only thing that makes sense. And yeah, it's dumb.
It's okay. Princess Peach's first name is both Princess and Peach.
Her name is
You can call her Princess, correct, as an entire first name. You can call her Peach, correct, as an entire first name.
I mean,
you can call her Princess Peach, still correct, just a first name.
Her last name is Guggenheim.
Yeah, Princess Peach Guggenheim.
Yeah, they don't normally go for that. They usually just keep it Princess Peach.
Yeah, so I think people have probably gathered that our topic...
Our topic has something to do with Mario. Something to do with the nonsense, the ridiculous, the things we have learned about Mario in this last year.
Here's the thing. The Mushroom Kingdom and Mario games have always been some whack-ass bullshit.
But it's always worked because it's sort of been like, oh, we're...
It's been consistent whack-ass bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, even through the different genres of games, even, like, Mario and Luigi Superstars.
Yeah.
With that RPG game, it still worked. It was still consistent.
Yeah. Mario goes to space. Mario goes to a place with a bunch of paintings.
It all makes sense still.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. They finally broke it. They broke the Mario universe.
Because what? Because for the people who don't know, the newest Mario game that's going to be coming out, the newest main Mario game coming out is Super Mario Odyssey.
Yes.
Super Mario Odyssey, Mario journeys to a city. Yeah,
still goes to different worlds.
Yes.
But I think now it's different universes. I'm not sure. There's not a ton of detail surrounding that.
But I'll tell you one thing for sure. He's in New Donk City.
New Donk City.
The donkiest city out there.
I mean, everybody's just going to end up calling it like New Dink City.
No.
Or New Dick City. Like,
I wouldn't. No, just Donk. You got them butts.
Got them the badonkadonks.
Just a town full of badonkadonks.
Badonkadonks.
But it's a...
But here's the thing. It's actually, like, there are realistic-looking people there. But that's not the thing that breaks it.
No.
It's not the thing that breaks it. The thing that breaks it is that Mario has a sentient hat that he can use to take over stuff.
Yes. So... So Mario and his hat with eyes on it.
With eyes on it. Its name is Cappy, by the way.
Yes, Cappy. His hat, Cappy.
His hat, Cappy.
Allows him to possess anything as far as we have seen.
Yeah, so it's not everything.
And then he put his hat on top of.
I watched the trailer.
Yep.
And then I watched some Treehouse-like gameplay.
Okay.
And so far as I can tell, these are the stipulations. One, you have to be able to place your hat on it.
Okay.
Two, it's got to be able to move in some form or fashion.
So you can't just place it on a building, the building goes.
No, the building cannot move. However, there was a tree in the gameplay segment that he managed to put his hat on and then moved. The tree moved. And then he got out of the tree and picked up, like, the star for the game.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
no, wait. Okay. Wait, because I'm not done.
Yeah.
Picks up the star, which is moons, apparently.
Yeah.
And the caption of what moon that is beneath the roots of the moving tree. So that is specifically a moving tree.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
It should also be explained that when he takes over a person, it's not like he puts a hat on top of it, then he goes into some sort of, like, catacombs.
No, he throws it. He throws it, and then he turns into sparkles.
Yeah. And then, like, sort of, like, goes into the thing.
Yeah.
Like where the hat is, he just sort of, like, infuses his essence into the being that the hat is upon.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, Jeremy.
Yes.
Is Mario truly Mario, or is he perhaps the sparkles of another creature?
Well, see, we're not sure, but... I tried to look into this because I was interested. I was like, what is this tomfuckery?
Is Mario truly Mario? And are we all anything? Are we all but sparkles?
You see Bowser in that trailer.
Yeah.
And he's wearing, like, a white tux and has a white top hat, right?
I mean, clearly.
And he throws that top hat. Yeah, he throws that top hat.
Yeah.
And it hurts people, which your hat can also do. Because there are some small things where your hat's like, no, this isn't even worth it. I'm just going to kill it.
No, holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, the original form of Mario's hat is also a white top hat. It can change form.
Okay. Well, okay. So just for people, we're talking about this hat. The hat
it
is
eats,
the topic today.
It eats Mario's hat, and that's why it can assume its form.
Yeah. The hat is the topic today. Very clearly... Very quickly, two things. One, if I throw my hat at a few things, they will die. That's not just for Mario.
Yeah.
Two, hold on a second. If it does not deem this is something I should control, it kills it?
I mean, I guess.
That means it has the capacity to kill. And it's just like, if this has the worth.
Well, it's a projectile weapon.
Can you imagine?
It's the same as Mario jumping on shit.
Can you imagine if he threw a hat? If Mario threw his hat at a man and are just like, this man is not worth it. And then imagine, like, collapses into the hat and Mario's like,
No, they turn into sparkles.
What just happened?
I'm pretty sure the hat just eats them.
Mario's like, I didn't want this. Hat's like, feed me more.
Yeah, so
bring me more sparkles.
Here's a couple things.
Mario.
Just specific, like, things that I saw this hat take over that I think we need to address if this was in the real world.
All right. Let's take them one by one.
Okay. So first of all, there's a T-Rex.
Yes.
That is the biggest thing I think you can probably take over.
Okay.
T-Rex. Okay. There's that.
Okay. Well, so that means that, like, in our world, you can go to, like, and find, like, elephants and hippos and, like, you could, If you had a living hat,
you could take over an elephant.
Not every hat, but there are special hats. Yeah. There's multiple special hats.
I think so, because Bowser's hat in the trailer, when he throws it, returns to him like Mario's hat.
Okay,
so we have to assume there's more than one.
So there's a few special hats. And if you're someone who is lucky enough to get a special hat, you could take over like an elephant.
You could take over a giraffe, although that would be a little bit more difficult, because the stipulation is you have to get the hat on the head.
On the head.
It also, if you throw it, it always returns to you.
Should take over like some sort of like water creature, like a whale?
If you could get the hat on its head.
I like the image of a blue whale with just this tiny,
also,
tiny, tiny cap.
Also,
on
the
it.
Other thing that happens is it transfers facial hair.
All right, it does.
It does do that.
You're right. It does.
Yeah. Anyway, so first of all, you can take over huge things.
Yeah, yeah.
Second of all, you can take over inanimate objects, because in New Donk City, he throws his hat at a pylon, like a road stick, and controls it.
He also puts it on cars.
He does put it on cars.
Which means in a wartime situation, you could throw your hat and take over a tank.
Kevin, Jeremy. There are tanks in the game. He takes them over.
Mario. Nintendo, what are you doing? What are you doing here today?
He fights a giant mechanized Wiggler.
Mario, what are you doing here today? Tanks. Mario.
Okay, so
wait, hold on. We need to unpack the inanimate object thing a little bit more.
Okay.
But I
have another thing we need to discuss.
I'm curious. When you take over a car or a tank or something like that, are the people inside just trapped now?
Yeah, that car is now a sentient being. Well, you can lock and unlock those doors.
Well, that is kidnapping. Also, they're inside your guts.
Yep. Inside your guts.
I like to imagine that when he throws his hat on a car, the inside just gets very warm and meaty.
It doesn't, though. It stays as
and
a car.
Everyone's like, oh, no.
No,
oh,
it just stays as a car, and the driver's like, what the fuck? And then all the locks close.
Then a mustache comes out of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I am now in charge. I'm the captain now.
No, you can't speak.
You beep out, I'm the captain now. Yeah. Turn the radio station to do the bumblebee thing.
Yeah. So the third thing I want to briefly just introduce. Mario throws his hat at basically a transformer, like an electric transformer, and becomes electricity. And you become this electrical ball with a hat and a mustache. You can take over electricity.
And so that means elements you could control.
Yes, you can control
elements. So you take your
elements.
Hat and throw it at a campfire, and all of a sudden you're a fire beast.
You're the campfire, specifically.
Well, I mean,
because he becomes just the electricity in that node.
And specifically, you're a fire freak beast.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fire freak beast. So those are the three things. But I also want to point out that I saw one thing that Mario could not take over.
Okay.
And that was sentient sprinkler robots.
Huh?
Yes. That's the only thing I saw that he could not take over.
So he can take over humans.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yep.
Electricity.
Yep.
But not this one kind of robot?
Not that. That's the only thing I saw.
That must be such a smart robot.
Maybe. Or maybe there's just... Maybe the hat's not strong enough to kill it, but it's not worth taking over. They couldn't really move around. They could only spin.
That was like, this is not worth it, but I cannot kill it. Bring me more flesh.
So our topic today is, what if a few of these hats existed in the real world?
Yeah.
What would happen?
Okay. Well, how do the hats get, like, dispersed? Like, Mario sort of, I guess, it's just the Mario thing where it just, like, finds him, and now a new adventure begins.
Okay, I thought about this, too, because it's not clear in the trailers, but I think they just descend from an alternate dimension or something.
All right.
And just appear randomly. I think it's a random seeding.
I really hope that Mario also descends from this alternate dimension, because if he just wanders into New Donk City, like, I'm going to go on an adventure,
he travels in a mechanized hat to different places. Now, I don't know how it travels, because there's no footage of that, but that's how he gets around.
Yeah, okay.
He has a hat that is also where he lives.
And but this has nothing to do with the other hat.
No, this has nothing to do with the other hat.
This is just lately Mario's been like, you know what I'm really into now?
Hats.
I've had a hat forever.
You know, maybe I'll try some other hats.
But now I'm into hats.
But now I'm into them.
It's a cool new interest that I have.
Yeah.
A hat-related interest.
We can also assume, of course, that Mario can't take over plot-specific characters. Like, I don't think Mario can take over Pauline, for
instance. Well, I have a question. Can he not take over Pauline? Or does he not take over Pauline?
Oh, I guess that we don't know.
Because he could just be like, nah, I don't need to do this. But those random mooks out there, yeah. I'm your god now. It's like he takes...
He's like, I won't take you over, Pauline, for old time's sake.
Mario's in an argument with someone, and they're like, man, I can't believe you do this. He starts taking off his hat, and the guy's like, no, stop. You put that hat down. Puts the hat back down. Stop it. Damn it. Ah!
Yeah. Now, one thing I do want to address is that while the hat always does return to you, no people in the real world do not necessarily have Mario's hat throwing skill. So it is still very difficult to throw a hat and land it on somebody. Well, I think what's more likely is that you sneak up on somebody and snatch your hat on their head.
So you don't think it's a part of the hat's like thing that it goes in and just lands on someone's head?
No. The thing is, in the Mario game, you're throwing it in a straight line out from you, and then it curves back to you wherever you are. So you do have to aim it, and aiming in the real world is not like aiming in a Mario
game. Okay, so it doesn't just stick on their head.
Yeah.
No, I like that. It adds more skill to people who have the hats. They have to stick it behind you or drop it from above.
It also adds a risk.
It does, yeah.
Because if somebody can snatch your hat out of the air when you throw it, that's their hat now.
Hey, that's how it works in the real world as well.
Yeah.
If someone snatches your hat out of the air after you throw it to them, that's their hat.
It's their hat.
It's their hat now.
Yeah.
Same with any article of clothing.
Yeah, if you throw your left shoe at somebody with ill intent,
that's
their left shoe now.
Yeah, that's the law. They can arrest you. That's their shoe now.
Yep.
No one can see you doing that, Jeremy.
I know.
Jeremy raised his arms and nodded his head silently on an audio format.
I did.
Yeah. Okay, so you would have to sneak up behind people and pop it on their head.
Yeah, or you take the risk and throw it.
Or you take the risk and throw it, but if they snatch it, that is theirs, legally and binding.
The also thing we're saying is, like, we're saying the hat has all the abilities, but this is not a sentient hat.
Okay, so we decided to drop that.
Yeah.
It is not a hat that desires the blood of others.
No, it's not. It's just, what if there were hats that could take over people and behaved like those hats?
Those are possession hat.
Possession hat.
Okay. It can come back to you if you throw it and no one catches it.
Here's the thing. At any time, you can exit somebody that you've possessed, right? And they are stunned for several seconds. But here's the other interesting tidbit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we include this in the real world or not. If you take them far away from the area that you possess them in, they teleport back after. Now, I don't know if that's just...
I feel like that's a game component.
Okay, good.
I feel like that is a different... That is actually would be a different topic about, like, how people have, like, areas that they belong in, so they teleport back if they're out of it.
Yeah.
I think if you take someone and walk them out to the desert and then hop out of them, I guess
they're still
just
in the desert?
And you're both in the
you're
desert.
You're both there.
You're both in the desert. You're like, well, this is...
They're
up
stunned, though, for about 7-8 seconds.
So you walk them out to a car in the desert. You take off the hat, you hop in the car, and you drive away, and you abandon people to die there.
You could do that.
You could do that. You could be... Okay, so if this hat actually existed, I mean, you know that, like, even if they just fall from the sky randomly, like, people are going to wonder, like, if...
Here's the thing. The first 10 years of this, Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know about it.
Yeah, no, exactly. I believe that.
I believe that there's probably some sketchy-ass shit going on. There's a lot of kidnapping.
Well, it depends.
As soon as they figure out they can put hats on cars and just have the cars go away, you just go to a dealership, put your hat on a car, and the car drives away without anybody in it.
You're just like, you just have like one of those, what is it, like postman boy hats?
Yeah.
And you just take it off your head, you're like, put it on top of the car, and then the car with the postman boy hat, and I guess your facial hair drives away.
Yep. But here's the thing. Once, like, that hat is on, it doesn't fall off.
The only thing
that can make it fall off is damage.
Or you leaving. So they can't just grab it off. They have to, like, hit the car with a baseball bat.
Yeah, which ruins the car. So you could steal so many cars that way, and you wouldn't be a suspect ever.
Unless they're like, hey, that's the same hat I saw on that car. Prove it, copper. Then you put your hat on a dog and you run away.
Yeah.
Oh, a little dog with a postman hat.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch you. You're too adorable.
Here's the thing. Even if a policeman is chasing you, even if the CIA is chasing you, you can literally enter almost anything. They'll be like, okay, we have all the tools to stop a human being. Well, guess what? I'm not a human being. I'm a fucking sparrow. Like, just fly away.
Well, that also necessitates being able to get your hat on. Which, to be fair, since it's a sparrow, a sparrow's flying by, you take off your hat, and you just, like, catch a sparrow mid-flight.
Yeah.
The hat shrinks down, and you're inside the sparrow.
Yeah.
Like, the idea is someone just, like with a net, snatching a sparrow.
Unless it's not worth taking over, then you fucking kill that sparrow.
That would be pretty... Okay, can you imagine? There's a standoff. There's police there. There's a man there. In one hand, $10 million in cash. Very big hand. In his other hand, a hat. A sparrow swoops low. The man's like, this is my chance to escape. Slaps his hat forward and just straight murders a sparrow.
Here's the thing.
And all the police are like, "What? Yeah. Why did he do that?
The sparrow just fucking disappears, Kevin.
He's like, He's a magician! Get him!
Magicians, the ultimate criminals.
They are. That's why I learned from Now You See Me. And Now You See Me Too.
Yeah. But like, here's... The actual thing is, nobody could catch you.
Unless if they snuck up on you.
Yeah, if they snuck up on you, they could get you.
Yeah, or unless they have someone who's trained in hat snatching.
Yeah.
They grab the hat, and that's now their hat.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to all go to bad people.
No.
And it's not all... And, like, I think...
Here's the thing, though. A lot of people are just going to find a hat, put it on their head, and never try putting it on something else.
That's also seemingly possible. Is that there's all people who could have a hat.
Or they'll put it on a hat rack, and all of a sudden they'll be that hat rack. And be like, what the fuck?
Really, that's when they're going to discover it. Is when they become a sort of, like, Beauty and the Beast-esque furniture creature.
Yeah. With facial hair.
with facial hair.
Yeah.
Always with facial hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't have any, then...
If you don't have any, then
maybe
yeah,
you just have some 5 o'clock shadow or something.
Yeah, or just clean shaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because, you know, ladies could do it as well with their doctor chapeaus.
Yep.
So once this gets out there and, like, people know what's going on, you're definitely going to have, like, the government regulating it. Like,
the government's not even going to regulate it. They're going to try and get those hats.
No, yeah, exactly.
And seal them away.
Well, now...
They will put them in, well, if it depends on the country, but if it's the United States, that shit's going in the military.
But the question is also is like, how much can they do? Because there are like, that's your hat.
Yep.
That's your personal property. But
did you buy it?
Well, that's where things
are. Do you have a receipt?
That's where things are going to start getting weird. Because they're
powerful. You can't take my hat. That's my personal rights.
Well, because also they're like, hey, look, if they can't get guns away from people.
Yeah, that's true.
Then something like that's like a hat. Like, it's just a hat. You can't prove something. Put it on that chair. I don't want to do it. Put it on my head.
It's where a hat goes.
You got to tell me where to put my hat. It's my hat.
I know my rights. I know my hat rights.
I know that if I throw it and you grab it, it's your hat now. I know how the law works. That's how I get people to get my babies. I just throw a baby at them and they catch the baby and I'm like, your baby now. And then I run away. And then I put my hat on a sparrow, and if that sparrow is worthy, I become a sparrow. If not, he disappears into the void.
Yeah, like legitimately
many, like
the void.
Many sparrows have done before.
Yeah.
I prefer larger creatures such as a hawk or an eagle, but they are much, much tougher to put a hat on.
I mean, if you were...
Oh, man, a falconer?
Yeah, a falconer could just be like, oh, no, I need to escape, and just put his hat on his falcon and fly away.
What if he literally has a falconer cap? Like, one of the ones that's pointed with a big, giant feather off of it?
Yeah.
And he just has a falcon on his arm. And okay, Jeremy.
This is either a superhero or a supervillain
in
this world.
I want you to imagine this.
I'm imagining.
There's a police standoff.
There's a police standoff.
And on the other side is a man.
Yeah.
And in one hand, that man has $10 million. Also, very, very big hand. In his other hand is a falcon. Now, currently, His, both his hands are sort of, you know, taken up.
Yeah, they're full.
But somehow, by holding the $1 million in his mouth, like in his teeth, very strong teeth, he grabs his Falconer hat off.
He could probably have a carabiner, like, on his belt he could attach it to.
Yeah, he's prepared for this. He puts on a carabiner and just jingles off his side because it's all in loonies. He takes off his Falconer hat. He puts it on the Falcon. He goes into the Falcon because that Falcon is built to be strong, and he flies away.
Yeah, what are the police going to do?
They're going to shoot at a Falcon is what they're going
to
do.
Except it's very dangerous in an urban area to shoot up.
Yeah, no, I agree it's dangerous, but they could do it.
But they probably wouldn't. Protocol would state otherwise, right?
I was watching a movie the other day. Okay. No, I know it's a movie.
Kevin. I'm glad you know that.
This is a little bit, it's something I noticed. I watched this movie once, like a while ago. Smoking Aces.
Okay.
I watched the movie once a while ago, and I didn't think of it. Now I watched it again, like, last night, because I was on Netflix, and I realized something really weird. There's a moment where there's a character who's a sniper, is, like, in another building. Like, they're both in two hotels, and is shooting at the police. And the police are just firing out the window at the other building.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, they're like, there's no way they're going to hit that sniper. They're just going to hit everybody else in that building.
Yep.
Like,
This is a cool action sequence. Oh, God, the horrible repercussions.
Is our room really cool? When they're shooting back, I'm like, why are they shooting back? Like, they can't do anything. They're just sending bullets out into the ether.
Yep. Cover fire? Cover fire?
She wasn't even reacting because I thought, you know, it would have been funny. It would have been funny if she was like, covering her head and, like, vases exploded around her. I'm like, man, those are some accurate people.
Yeah, those are some accurate cops. With their handguns for short to medium range.
No, man. They keep it up with like a 50 cal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how guns work in the real world.
Yeah.
This is how hats work in the real world. All right. So you can... So, yeah. The
here's the thing. You're talking about a Falcon, but the other thing this person could do is climb a phone, like, pole, right? Yeah. Telephone pole. Put their hat on the electrical transformer
and
on it,
go down the line.
And just go down the line as electricity.
Yeah, no, they could do exactly that. They could, if there's like, you know what? By that logic, it means they could put their hat on a sink, become water, and travel through the water line.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah. They go into the bathroom, just drop their hat in a toilet, and then just like go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
This like, the government would want to get all this shit and lock it down or put it in the military or give it to scientists to study.
Yeah.
But it's almost impossible.
Well, you have to have other people with their own hats.
Yeah, you'd have white hats and black hats.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the white hats would be chasing down the black hats, trying to get those hats back.
Yeah.
For the safety of society.
Okay, this should be a movie.
It'd be some vigilantes.
This should be a movie. Or they should change the Mario game so that it's actually just a chase game.
One
person's the bad, like the black hat, and the other person's the white hat.
The black hat puts their hat on like a transformer, turns into electricity. You run up, put your hat on the transformer, turns electricity. You're chasing each other down electricity line.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Good movie.
Action.
Let's go to commercial.
Okay. This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Genitalia Nomenclature.
Such fun words like wang.
Or dingle dongles.
Or bait and tackle.
Bajingo.
The little death.
Your bits and bumps.
Your best friend.
The no-no space.
Nature's pocket.
A one-eyed monster.
Purple-headed soldier.
Vajayjay.
And of course, dong.
Dong, dong, da-dong, dong, dong. What I think we need to figure out, Kevin, because we know what's going to happen when these hats arrive.
We're going to get some sort of like secret government jumper situation.
Yeah.
Where like there's people who have the abilities and other people who have the abilities. And the people with the good people with the abilities or the government people with the abilities. It doesn't mean they have to be good. They could just be governmental.
Yeah.
Are chasing down the people who
aren't. Forces of order and chaos are fighting each other.
Yeah.
But eventually someone comes out on top, right?
Well, there's also the order of justice. There's Batman.
Yeah, I guess there's Batman. Vigilantes, too.
There's Batman with his top hat.
Okay, how many hats do you think come into the world?
Here's the thing. I think they keep coming.
Oh.
I don't think it's a lot, but I think, like, you know, every so often, just, like, a hat will fall down in a crowded area.
Yeah.
Someone might pick it up.
A hat appears somewhere, whether or not there are people there, but eventually someone's going to pick up that hat.
Yeah. So I think the thing is, like, it's impossible to know how many there are.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's going to be, like, look to your left, look to your right. One of those people has a hat.
I guess wearing a hat now becomes a different meaning in society. Like, once this is out there, right?
So everyone knows these hats exist.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, if hats keep arriving, especially at a certain point, the general public has to be notified about these hats.
It's a sort of thing where it's like, but the thing is that, like, I would not consider it a deadly weapon because you can't inherently kill someone with it.
Well,
you could do.
I mean, you could go to a cliff, jump off, and send yourself out of that person so that you're still on the cliff.
Yes, but, like, I'm saying that, like, I don't think walking around with a hat on your head is the same thing as walking around with, like, a gun on your head.
No. Yeah. It's not. I just think it means, like, you know, when you go on an airplane, you're not allowed to have a hat.
Probably, yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah.
In, like, right now it's sort of considered bad taste to wear a hat indoors. I think probably you're not allowed wearing a hat indoors in a formal setting.
No, I have a question. Yeah. Would it be you're not allowed to wear a hat indoors or not allowed to take your hat off? Because as long as it's on your head.
Here's the thing. We already have, like, societal things. Like, if you go to a legion, you have to take your hat off.
Yeah.
Right? There's already that. It used to be polite to take your hat off inside. Some people are still very adamant about
that. No, I understand that, Jerry. But isn't the hat, if the hat is one of the special hats, wouldn't it be less dangerous on your head where you have to lift your hand up, pull the hat off?
I'm saying you have to
put it on someone else's
head. You'd
have
to leave your hat in the entryway. You take your hat off and leave it there.
So it's more of like a hat check and less of like you have to take your hat off.
Yeah.
I think there's also kind of just like if like removing your hat, it can be seen as like a sign of like aggression.
Yeah.
Because you could have one of the special hats.
Yeah. I don't think tip of the hat is something that people do anymore.
No, you don't touch that hat.
Don't touch that hat.
The hat is for covering your head. Or, I guess, showing your political views.
Yeah, I guess so.
You imagine a hat that says it's one of the special hats, but it's a Make America Great Again special hat.
I mean, the hats can change shape and form.
Exactly.
They just need to consume another hat to do so.
Man, I need to find another hat. This is not a good hat. You have one of those tiny little top hats that the people wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you can have a hat
on your head.
Yeah. And be like, hey, want to try this cute hat on? Oh, yeah, sure. It's small. It can't be a special hat, right? Wrong.
It can be.
It can be.
Also, it's much easier to get sparrows with that hat.
Yeah, it is.
Boom. Sparrow with a top hat.
Yeah. I guess if you have a smaller hat, you could probably take over smaller things with more regularity.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, in the game.
Yeah.
In the game, there is a section where they're in the woods and there are these small lizards.
Yeah.
And Mario, while I see the hat go over the hat does not take over the lizard, does not kill the lizard, does not interact with the lizard. So I think there are certain things, once they are small enough, that the hat just doesn't care.
I don't think that maybe just because Mario wasn't aiming for those lizards.
This is true. This is also possible.
And if Mario has perfect hat-throwing accuracy,
then
where he aims is important.
This is true.
You, as just a person who's fleeing from the cops and running through the forest. Jeremy, let me paint you a picture.
And paint me a word picture,
There's
Kevin.
There's police. And they're chasing you.
Okay.
And in one hand, you have $10 million.
Okay.
And your other hand.
You're really stuck on this $10 million.
And in your other hand, you have a hat.
Yeah.
And it's like a trucker cap.
Okay.
And you're running through the forest because there's already the standoff.
You got off the highway.
Yeah. You got the highway.
Your falcon's flown away.
Falcon has flown away.
Yeah.
They shot that falcon.
Oh, no.
And you got popped out of it. Fortunately,
you still take damage, by the way.
You were very close to the ground. Yeah, you have a gunshot wound in your shoulder.
Yeah.
You're running. You see a lizard. You take your hat off. You slam that hat down on the lizard. Completely encapsulating the lizard. Then that hat shrinks down, and you become a lizard with a trucker cap.
Nope.
And
your hat stays the same size.
Okay.
The only way to get a smaller hat is for your hat to eat a smaller hat and then become that hat.
Okay, so you slam your hat down over that lizard.
Yeah.
And you go into the lizard. The lizard sort of like drags the hat around as it runs.
Yeah.
Well, all the police see is a hat on the ground. They reach down, but they can't lift up that hat. Oh, no, wait, they do. They lift up the hat and there's a lizard hanging off of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, we gotcha. And then you go to jail.
You made a mistake.
Should have tried to take over that lizard. There's a bear right over there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. If, say, someone were to put a hat on a maple syrup tap, would they become maple syrup?
I mean, clearly.
Yeah?
Don't be foolish.
Okay.
Clearly they're maple syrup. They go right into that tree.
Oh, my God.
Except for that. Hold on. When you put it on something and you become a, like, element,
mm-hmm.
your hat goes on the element, not on the thing.
Yeah.
So could you run to a tree, put your hat on a tree.
But your hat would be on the outside of the tree. Like running up the bark.
And you become the sap in the tree.
Yeah.
And there's just a hat attached to the tree. Yeah. Unless if it's the one moving tree in the world.
Yeah, unless it's specifically a moving tree.
There is no. The moving tree.
Oh, the moving tree.
You said the achievement was the star under the moving tree.
Yeah.
That means there's one moving tree in the world.
Well, in that world, we don't know about ours.
There's one moving tree in the world. These are connected. There is one moving tree in the world.
Okay.
Somewhere. It could be in Alabama. It could be in India. It could be in Russia. It could be anywhere. And if you're someone who's like,
let's be honest, it's probably in Tasmania.
And if you're one of the people who's like, I'm in one hand, you have $10 million. In the other hand, you have a hat. And you're like, I got to get away from this police. You put your hat on a tree. I'm going to become sap. All of a sudden, you are that tree. You're like, oh, no. I'm the Whomping Willow.
I mean, I think you could become any tree. Because if you can become a pylon, right, then you can become a tree. So long as you can get your hat on top of the tree.
But there's one moving tree. You just become a tree with a hat on it.
Yeah.
Just standing there like, yes, I will hide here now.
Yeah.
So on the side of a tree, you become sap. On top of the tree, you become the tree. So wait, could you become a tree and someone else become the sap in your tree?
You could.
It's a weird sex thing now.
I guess so. I mean, let's be honest. People would use this for weird sex stuff.
Oh, what? Oh, God, no.
They would.
Oh, no.
Here,
I'll be a pylon and you be a car.
I was thinking more along the lines of like, hey, I want to know what it's like for you when you have sex. Can I put my hat on you?
Let's be each other. Switch hats.
No, that doesn't work.
Oh, no. God, no. Don't do that. You just both become like energy and collide in the middle and your hats like fuse together.
We don't know if that happened because we don't know how these hats work.
Jeremy, I just told you what happens. They fuse together and you become some sort of quote unquote freak beast.
Okay. Oh, no. You become Mario.
You become Mario. You put your hats together. Out pops this tiny, short Italian man.
Yeah.
He's Italian in the real world, but I think in Mushroom Kingdom, he's something different.
Yeah.
That's not what an Italian man looks like.
No, he's a freak beast.
He's a freak beast.
Yeah.
Masquerading as
that would happen. People would be like, wonder what it's like for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you could definitely do that.
Yep.
Yeah, you could also do weird sex things where it's like, I want you to become this car, and then I'll have sex with that car.
I mean, bestiality.
People have sex with cars in real life.
It's true.
Yeah, fences and weird things.
People have sex with a lot of stuff.
Look, if your dick can go in it or it can go in you, you can have sex with it.
This is true.
I mean, not saying you should, but you
but
can.
But you can.
But you can do anything.
You put your dick to. Yeah.
On a poster.
You can do
it. You can do anything you can put your dick in. It shows like stars and space.
Motivational poster.
Just dedication. You can do anything you can
put
your dick
in. I'm so inspired. I'm so inspired by this dick poster.
Sir, I can't help but notice your poster. I mean, it's very motivational, but then I actually read it and this is weird. Don't worry about it. Shh. You can do anything.
You put your dick in.
I'm going to leave now and I'm not going to come back.
So bad.
So bad. So bad.
So bad.
Okay, so clearly these would have use in, like, military. I don't think as much, like you might give
just more intelligence and, like, spies and stuff. It's not that great for actual warfare because the person, even if you take over an enemy soldier, any damage that soldier takes, you're going to take too.
It's good for capturing people if you want to capture
it
people.
It is. It's good for capturing
people. But the thing is that, like if you have a if you have a person with a hat and they try to infiltrate a place, the thing is that if everyone's aware of what's going on, then it'd be like, remove your hat.
Yeah.
Take off your hat. Prove to me that you're a real person and not someone who's inside your flesh suit.
Well, there'd be checks, right?
Yeah.
Once it became common knowledge.
So you'd have to make sure that when you're taking over people, you're taking over people who don't have to take off their hats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
or
think about it like, I'm going to paint you a picture, Kevin.
All right.
You're in a military base.
Okay.
You have a suitcase full of military secrets.
Well, and I had $10 million.
And $10 million. You're in a bush.
Yes.
You're hiding. People are looking for you.
Yes.
A guy comes over. You reach out of the bush, take him down, and put your hat on top of him. You're already outside.
Yeah.
Now you're in that soldier's body. There's another hat on the ground that is the soldier's hat.
Yeah.
You take your head off. It eats the soldier's hat. The soldier is stunned. You take over the soldier again. Now you have, you look exactly like a soldier with a soldier's hat.
I mean, you could even just like double that up. Because what I imagine is that if someone has a hat on and you put your hat on their hat, it eats their hat.
Unless it's a special hat.
That's true. At that point, you'd be like, ha ha. Oh my God, no. You have a special hat. Oh no.
It's my nemesis, Greg.
You know, that soldier that I fight against, Greg.
You mean Greg?
Greg.
Or Greg.
Greg.
Those are two different people.
Oh, no, it's Greg.
It's Greg.
I see what he means again, Greg.
My name is Greg. Why do you keep telling me I'm Greg?
Don't get angry, Greg, that I just got the upper hand on you, Greg.
You don't have the upper hand. We both have hats.
Come take a sit down with me, Greg.
I don't want to sit down.
Let's see which one of us is the stronger man, Greg.
You're just going to go take over that bodybuilder. I know what you're going to do.
I would never do that, Greg.
You're lying, Todd. You're lying.
My name's Todd. Not Todd. It's Todd. Greg.
No, it's Todd.
Todd. Greg.
Get out.
Why can't we be friends,
just
Greg?
Just get out, Todd.
I love you, Greg.
No, leave. Don't come here again.
Goodbye, Greg.
Yeah, whatever, Todd.
Dad. Okay, so, it would be, you wouldn't just give any random person a hat. It would be like a specialist hat. They have to be trained to use it and what situations to use it in.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there is a shadow war going on.
A shadow hat war.
Shadow hat war.
Are we saying that there's another hat consortium?
Yes.
But this one's not sorting-based?
It's not sorting-based, but there is another hat consortium.
All right. We're like essentially they're wresting control over these hats.
I mean, we're talking about if eventually everybody knows about this, but what if a clandestine organization is the one that ends up collecting the majority of these hats?
Well, because
then you have an actual Illuminati.
Yes. You would
Illuminati.
How I imagine you would have is that you would have, like, so there's this group that has these hats.
Yeah.
There's another group that has a majority of the hats.
Yeah.
And then there's a few hats that are just free out in the world.
Yeah.
And it's an ever-going, like, war between these two groups to just get all the hats.
Yeah. Hats equal power.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And apparently $10
million. And $10 million. They want to get all the hats, also that $10 million that everyone seems to be getting.
Yeah.
And it just passes between everybody.
And that's every mission, is to go in a place and get $10
million. $10 million specifically. So, but because hats do keep falling, like they keep appearing, they have to be like sort of be like on the lookout. And they might eventually figure out ways to like trace the energy of the hats.
Wait,
be like,
Kevin,
we found a hat, Kevin, in northern Siberia.
Kevin?
Yes?
Does this become a Harry Potter, like, wizard secret society?
I mean, why
wizard? Is there a Hogwarts for hats?
No.
Why not?
Because Hogwarts is a school for children.
Yeah, I know, but what if, like, you find a hat and then you go to an academy so they can train you to use it?
I think more... Now you're talking about, like, X-Men.
Yeah.
No, I think
it's... Is there an X-Mansion for hats?
A hat mansion. Full of hats. I think it's more like... Do you really think... I think it's more like a James Bond
style... Is there a Batcave for hats?
There is a hat man. There is hat man.
There is
and
hat
he talks man. Like this. And he is justice. And he has a hat. And it is a cowl. Wait, no, that's bad. He didn't take off his cowl every time he takes yeah. over someone.
Yeah. He'd have a mask.
No, don't look at my face right now, but I'm going to take this off. So he has a cowl over another cowl.
No, he could have a mask.
And a cowboy hat.
Sure. I mean, really, his hat can be any hat.
I'm Batman. So he has a collection of hats.
That he can,
because he's a billionaire, and he's like, tonight I must go out and take over. Tonight my hat will be stovepipe.
Yeah. Then his butler has to go buy another hat.
To take the place of the sofa. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm going to have one of those flat brim baseball hats. Sticker still on. Tonight, I have to fight hipsters. Where's my fedora? Sir, you have 11 fedoras. Which one would you like?
Give me the woven one.
Of course, sir. I am the knight. With a fedora on his head. You're just a hat coming out of the camera and going back.
Yeah. Hat man.
Okay, so yeah, you have the vigilantes. You have the groups that want to control all the hats.
Played by Adam West. Rest in peace, Adam West.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But I think the reason I don't think it's a school, isn't it? Is because I don't think Hogwarts was the correct go to. I think it's more like, you know, like Kingsman.
So the X-Mansion.
Kingsman.
Eh?
Why would they let these people keep the hats?
Well, the thing is, it's hard to get somebody to give up a hat. It's so hard to capture them, right?
Well, all they gotta do is throw it and you grab it out of the air and it's yours legally.
Yeah, but they gotta make them do that. It's much easier if somebody has a hat and they recruit that person. Then they get, one, another hat, and two, another person in their organization.
I'm going to say that entirely depends on also if that person, you know what? Considering how all these seem to be movies, it's the sort of thing where it's like they go up to a person.
Yeah.
There's $1 million in their one hand.
Only a million?
Yeah, because they haven't stolen the rest yet.
Okay.
They just find someone.
Yeah.
This is the mid-robbery, Jared.
Mid-robbery. Okay, so this robbery had to go to multiple places.
They couldn't get $10 million out of one place. Okay. They got $1 million. They're going to go to the next place.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, this, like, prim and proper British man in a suit comes up to them.
Or Samuel Jackson.
Or Samuel. Yeah, it could also be Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Samuel Jackson's like, motherfucker. I can see that you have yourself $1 million. Now, you are talented, but you can become better. So here's what I say. You come with me, and I'll teach you how to get $9 million. Or you can protect your country. And at this point, that young man. That young person.
Yeah.
With their hat can decide. And if not, then later that night... Not Samuel Jackson, but just like one of his lackeys, in the middle of the night, comes up and puts a hat on his head.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And now the hat's taken by force.
Yep. Or, you know, garrotes them while they're in a public restaurant.
Or could murder them. Yeah. They could also murder them, I guess. I guess, Jeremy.
Yeah, they could.
They could also just murder them.
Yeah.
If you want to go that way.
And then take their $10 million.
I've had it with these motherfucking hats. On this motherfucking plane.
You happy?
I'm not unhappy.
I mean, I thought for a minute there, I thought you were going to do like a mix between Nick Fury and Jules from Pulp Fiction. And just like start quoting scripture to this guy who's like, I just stole $1 million. What are you doing?
He's never has to be fake scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Lord said, if you have $1 million... You must find yourself another $1 million. And then $8 more million after that. And only then, are you complete. Now tell me, motherfucker. Do you have $10 million?
I mean, I have $1 million. But
then you do not have $10 million.
I'm working on it.
You work on it harder.
That's the plan.
You come with me.
Why?
It's the time for you.
That wasn't even words.
To become a hat man. It's dumb.
I mean, you're the one that made it this way. I take no responsibility for this silly world.
This is your child.
Yeah, you did this, Kevin.
Okay, so now we have like two opposing cabals, essentially.
Well, there's probably more than two, but yeah.
I think there's two big ones.
Yeah.
I think in time, like, just the top will rise up.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have two opposing, because it'll absorb the ones who have like thoughts. Because the ones who are like, we should use these hats to change the world. And there's other ones who are like, we should use these hats to keep the world safe.
Yeah, and then there'll be people who'll be like, we should use these hats for us.
Yeah. And well, those are all the individual vigilantes. They're not going to work together.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in, like, the sequel, there's going to be a thing where, like, all the vigilantes start up, like, a third organization, essentially, and it's like, these organizations are going to try to take the hats from us, but we are using these hats for good, and then who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy?
Who knows?
Who knows? Exactly.
Things are murky. It's gray. Yeah. This is an adult film.
Much like my hat. It's gray, much like my hat is gray.
Grayscale, motherfucker.
This is all done in black and white.
It's arty.
It's an artistic movie. There's voiceovers. It's done backwards.
Memento.
Memento. This is Memento 2 with hats.
With hats.
That's the name of the movie.
Memento 2 with hats.
Directed by Christopher Nolan. Hats.
Are we in the last 10 minutes?
I don't know, Jeremy. Everything is hats now.
Everything?
Everything is hats.
Yeah.
Everything relies on hats. Everything is hat-based now. You're going to have protectors on your head. There are spikes to stop hats from coming on your head.
I mean, I feel like the hat would just eat the spikes and become a spike hat.
I think it'd be pretty damn obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
I think I have the spike hat. I mean, actually, I guess it won't be that obvious. You're also wearing the spike hat before.
Yeah.
What if you just have like a big, big afro? Like, oh, I guess it's just...
You just go on top of the... Here's the thing, like, you're like, oh, I'll put a dome on top of my head. Well, if I put the hat on top of the dome, it's still on top of you.
So you have some sort of, like, device on your head that when it feels a hat goes on, it just, like, destroys the hat.
No, you have, like...
It's a directed explosive on your head.
You have fans on your shoulders that when a hat's about to fall on you, you can activate the fan to blow the hat away.
Either that, or they're just always on.
Yeah.
Very windy in your ears. But at least I'm safe.
At least no hats can touch me. Well, I mean, somebody can still force a hat on your head.
I like the idea that fights in this world are just like one person really trying to put a hat on someone else's head.
Oh, yeah. Instead of those dramatic knife fight scenes, it's hats.
Yeah, where the head knife's getting closer, it's a hat. You're like, come on. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't you put that hat on my head.
Don't I'll never follow you. Never. You say that now, but wait until I put this hat on you.
Then you'll
have, join me.
Then you'll do anything I say. Because I will be you. Here's a pot pie. Put it on your head. No.
A pot pie?
A pot pie hat.
Oh. I thought you were saying like a chicken pot pie.
No, not chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie?
A pot pie.
A chicken pot pie.
Pot pie hat. It's like, it's...
Yeah, a sailor. Sailor hat.
Yeah. No, a chicken pot pie. Here, put
my That's hat. Why I was confused.
Hang on. Does it have to be a real hat or something you just wear as a hat? Because could you make a hat eat like the tin of a pie and put that on someone's head?
I mean, that's technically a tinfoil hat.
Yes. So they're like, so the first time someone does that'd be so clever. It'd be like, oh, what a fun thing. It's like a little tin. Hey, look at me. And then you go into their body.
Yep.
Yeah. Because if they put the hat on their head themselves, it's still your hat because they have not cut it out of the air. It's not theirs anymore.
Yeah. If you didn't throw it at them in malice. That rule only applies when you throw things in malice.
Yeah, but if you just hand it to them, they're like, oh, cool, and they put it on their head, you go into them.
Yep.
Wait, could you do that, like, giving your hat to someone that passes along and someone puts it on their head?
Yeah.
You go to that person?
Yeah. I mean, it's a children's game. It's like Duck, Duck, Goose.
You've never Duck, Duck, horrible possession by another body, losing your sense of self.
Yep. Well, what's not clear also is that if you remember if you're possessed, we know that you're dazed after.
We do know you're stunned.
Yeah.
Oh, but man.
We don't know if you are aware.
And there's no way really to know.
There's no way to know.
Mario, what are you doing to these people?
Well, he's being a beast freak.
Freak beast.
Freak beast? Oh, you're right.
Bowser's a beast freak.
He's a beastie freak.
He's a beastie freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Bowser, you get it.
This is so silly.
It's so silly. So silly. Okay. Oh, man. Hey, do we just wrap this up?
Sure.
I think we're a little bit early, but we can probably
go through this. Before we go, there's a shadow war going on for hats everywhere.
There is.
More hats continually appear.
Yeah.
But at a very slow rate.
And I think at a certain point, they find a way to, like, essentially tell when a hat's going to fall.
Detect.
Maybe not when it's going to fall, but if it falls.
If it falls.
They have satellites up in the sky, and they're like, well, a hat has just fallen upon Paris. We must find it.
Right. So I guess end game, like, once we've reached full hat capacity.
Yeah.
Right? How many hats are there?
I'm going to say one hat for every 1,000 people. Okay. It's a lot of hats, but there's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, with the combination of, like, two organizations and individual ones, and the occasional hat that just falls into the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Then they wash up on shore.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh, sweet, a hat. They put it on their head, and they have no idea. And then they walk off and have no idea.
They walk off, and they have no idea. Except, I don't know, most people will be like, oh, this hat is gross. Dump.
It's true. And I think if a hat is destroyed, it re-enters the cycle.
Okay. Well, we don't
know. Not immediately.
We don't know if these hats can be destroyed.
I mean, they're still hats.
These are hats that are strong enough that you throw them at living creatures, and they can kill them.
Jeremy.
Yes.
I could take a hat and throw it really, really hard at a bird, and I think I could kill a bird.
Yeah, but could you kill a dog?
Wait, does Mario kill dogs?
No comment. No comment. I'll leave that one up to
absorb
Nintendo.
Absorb them into the spacious void between worlds.
Maybe that's how hats power themselves.
I told you. That's why Mario's hat wants death.
Yeah.
Give me more weak ones that I may absorb.
Do you need this one?
May I eat him, master? What? It's a me, Mario!
Well, the hat does talk in Mario.
That is a good...
In form of text bubbles.
All you can say is, it's me, Mario. I will take that as a yes and consume the soul of this man. It's a Mario! Mario!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! He's a dead man! As, like, the hat, like, drops down and slowly consumes this guy in a very graphic and horrifying way.
I mean, it sparkles.
And also sparkles. I mean, it does both. Those aren't mutually exclusive. It's terrifying, Jeremy.
Okay, so eventually, though, they would discover the limits on the hats. Needs to be able to move in some way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And apparently, I think that's the only thing.
You know what?
Could probably take over a robot that could move.
Well, no, or they could build it in mech suits. Jeremy, this is a mech fighting world.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, they've got to build robots.
Jeremy.
But no, they've got to build turrets.
Jeremy, this is...
They've got to build turrets because the turrets don't move.
Jeremy! Gundam hats!
You could take over the Gundam with a hat, though.
No, exactly! No. No, what it is they build a Gundam, but they don't have to worry about all the, like, the intricacies of how it actually to create a mech suit. And instead, they built a giant, like, 40-foot-tall robot, and then the pilot puts their hat on it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you don't need to pilot it. You don't need to learn how to pilot it.
All you have to do is put your hat on it, and you are the mech. Yeah, when you take damage, you'll eventually get kicked out of the mech. But until you take enough damage, which, you being a giant mech, I assume you can take some damage.
Maybe if you're armored.
Maybe they'll build, you'll be armored, they'll build shields on it. Yeah. And so you're a mech fighting other mechs. Jeremy, this is a mech fighting world.
Yep.
Also, all these mechs have beards and mustaches, unless if they're controlled by a clean-shaven man or a lady.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ladies can have facial hair.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I wish it also just got all the other hair, because I would love a mech that's like a woman puts their hat on a mech, and then just like long locks come out of the mech's head.
And the mullet hair comes out of another one.
Yeah, yeah. God, that guy's got a haircut.
Business up front, party in the back.
I like my mullet when I'm fighting other mechs as a dog of the military. Hang loose, dude, and battle against evil in your giant robot.
Activate missile barrage.
Boom! All right, Chad. Why don't you get back down here and let's talk about your situation.
Woo! No, don't fly away from me, Chad.
My name's Chade.
God damn it.
It was Todd all along. Hey, if you like that episode, if at any point in that episode you went, yeah, I like this.
This is good.
You should give us a rating, a review, a subscription, all those things.
Wherever you get your podcasts from.
Yeah, yeah. Things like iTunes and other such objects.
Sure.
Yeah.
Programs.
Things that you can't. Things that you can't. I separate the world into things I can't put my hat on and things I can't put my hat on.
Okay, good.
And I cannot put my hat on those.
You can't.
Exactly.
You could put your hat on a computer.
I could. And with
No, because it can't move around.
If you put legs on it, it can.
Wait, no. You just become the internet?
Oh, well, you do. So
you become a portion of the internet.
Yes. So you put. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your hat on your computer and you're going to head over to a website, which is thirdspacepodcast.com.
You can email us at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can take yourself, your hatted form, over to Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter for notifications when our episodes come up, or you can talk to us at Third Space Cast, or individually. I'm at Mighty Thews.
And I'm at Strawman K. Weir. You can, I guess, just go to like any website you like. What does it mean being the internet?
I think it just means you can travel between computers and people can look up your naked body.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. The theme song for The Third Space is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Join us next week on The Third Space when we paint the future.
I'm going to be honest. I'm already kind of worried about how much fire I have to draw.
Well, I'm just going to put a happy little bush over here. Beside this happy little fire.
That makes it better.
Yeah.
Makes it better.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.
That's a good episode.